7:31. The correct Central Standard Time, 1 o'clock. And now, Indians for Indians with Don Whistler.
Oh, Mexican, Kishkikaishanina. This is the 236th program of the Indians for Indians Hour. Kishkikaish speaking. Little surprise for you folks today. I think it was last Tuesday. Anyhow, it was after I was on the air last time. I had a telephone call and found out we was going to have a nice group of singers come over here for us. And they're all around here, sitting around the microphone, ready to sing for us. 9 of them. It's the Kiowa American War Mothers chapter. And Louis Toyebo is in charge. And Louis, tell these folks what you're going to sing, will you?
Hello, radio friends. We shall dedicate a few songs to all war veterans who have returned home, and also all war veterans who are still overseas. The first two songs are farewell songs, and the rest are war mothers. It has long been the tradition of all forefathers to honor their war heroes in songs, so we are following their footsteps today. Thank you.
Go, hey, happy, hey, go, home, they say. Oh, don't go.
Come up here, I'll ask you a question or two. You know, I think the radio audience would be interested in knowing who all these people are around here. Will you tell the radio audience the names of these folks that are singing for them?
There's Jimmy Anku and his wife, Robert Boto and his wife, Tenzin Yunup and his wife, Lucius Ahite.
Don't forget yourself and your wife.
Louis Torbo and his wife.
Okay, Louis, about to leave yourself out. That reminds me of the fellow was got in a buggy that was wrecked a long time ago, and he got out and began to count and see who was underneath, and he forgot to count himself. He said, there's somebody else under there, sure enough. You know, folks, I really wish that you all understood Kiowa, because while I don't understand Kiowa, Jimmy isn't. And Louis told me the words to these songs are very beautiful and very appropriate for the boys who've been overseas. And I hope that as many of them as possible are listening to this program today. I think it's also worthy of note that these songs were composed by James Ankew and Louis Toyebo. Everybody that here is a war mother and a war father. That's true, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
How many does that represent? As I understand it, some of them have more than one son or daughter in the service.
That's right.
Have you figured up how many it represents altogether? How many in the armed forces are represented here?
I couldn't say right off.
How many do you have?
One.
One. And James, how many do you have? One? Three? And that makes four. And Tennyson, how many do you have? One, that makes five. How many do you have?
One.
Six? Makes seven. Is there any more?
Oh, 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 oh
Hey, 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 hey Say, that was wonderful.
And I thank each and every one of you for coming all the way over here to give this radio audience a nice program like that, and I'm sure they appreciate it as much as I did. And sometime when you're feeling like the mood, I sure want you to come back and sing us some more songs. And so until next week, this is Keshki Kai saying, "Nay, not gotcha, hey!"
You've been listening to Indians for Indians with Don Whistler. This is WNAD in Norman.